Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Smith now in over the restraining line from the left wing side. Gets a nice pick by Kyle Buchanan. There's a guy.
Welcome back into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, hanging out with you here. We're getting some free
Christmas swag.
Yes.
Let's go.
And we put him in the bad spot of scooting out of here in silence in return. I'm such a professional.
I got a free hat. I'm cool. My Christmas is made. I'm good.
And I had to make him scurry out of here quietly. I'm good at this.
I'm going to have to start moving hats now. I just realized I have too many. That's fine. We'll figure it out.
There you go. It's a future Zach problem.
Sure, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see if it actually happens.
Let future Zach worry about this. But joining us on the Western Hotline is Bandits color commentator Steve Brumell as we get ourselves ready for another Bandits update. It's brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment, three great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game. Steve, do you have too many hats?
No, I downsized recently. I realized that I was kind of wearing the same three or four. I am not a person who stays super attached to things. It's actually very easy for me to throw things away.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm actually so good at throwing them away. There's times my wife's like, we should donate. I'm like, nope, I'm just getting rid of them. Because if I put it in a bag to donate, it's going to sit for 2 weeks. It's not going to get taken to the thrift store. Nope, I am so good at parting with things. So I have like a Bills hat, a Bandits hat, and a Sabres hat, and that's pretty much it right now.
Oh, there you go. You got the solid rotation, the 1-2-3. Yep. Speaking of one of those teams, Steve, you alluded to me that there was a pretty big night for the Bandits last night. They haven't played for a little bit here, and they will play their next game in a couple days, but that didn't mean that there was nothing going on in Bandit land.
Yeah, last Friday, one of the players' families owns a winery in St. Catharines, and each time that they've won the championship, we've won the championship, they've hosted a nice dinner for us and a celebration ceremony for the championship rings. And crazy to say that I have a third one in my collection now. I feel like I do absolutely nothing to earn a ring, but they are such a top-tier organization that the support staff and broadcasters, they consider us part of the organization just the same. And three championship rings in my collection, which is just, I can't even say the words because it's insane. They're gorgeous. If you haven't seen them on social media, you know, they've outdone themselves each year. The first year was this beautiful obsidian ring with like all these stones on the plate for all the staff. Last year's opened up similar to like the Chiefs with this arena inside and the banners on the other side. This one, the entire face slides off and turns into a pendant, and they gave us a chain. So all the players were wearing the rings on their fingers, and their spouses had the pendants around their necks as a necklace. They are super duper amazing like pieces. They have actual confetti from the championship inside the ring on top of the banner. You know, they put our names on them. There's all these inscriptions, and every stone has a meaning. It's incredible. So we had a great meal, some awesome prime ribs, some roasted chicken, some great sides, and they're known for their desserts, butter tarts. I mean, who would have known that butter tarts are famous for, but this winery is kind of, they call themselves Canada's best butter tarts. So yeah, we had a party bus up there from the arena to St. Catharines and a party bus back. I'll let you guys fill in the blanks on how the night went, but we had a great time on Friday.
I'm just picturing Shorzy now. There we go. So Steve, though, when it comes to it, the Bandits, not off to the usual hottest of starts. You know, they're 1-1. They have themselves a win and a loss on the resume here so far this year. The loss was in overtime, so it was a tight contest, but they get themselves back into it on, I do believe, the 28th, that is, Sunday, against Calgary.
Yeah, so the first game against Georgia, it was close at halftime, but then it kind of felt like the better team, you know, found a way. The better team rose to the top, and they ended up beating Georgia by a few goals in a game that didn't end up being that close. Then Halifax, their last game 2 weeks ago, and the other part of it is everybody's so disappointed at the disjointed start. The guys don't like it. The coaches don't like it. You play a game, you have a bye week. You play a game, you have a bye week. They feel like they have no rhythm. But the second game, they played a goaltender that in his first game gave up 2 goals, which ties the record for the fewest goals given up in a game. And in the first half, they had some success. They put up 5 goals in the first quarter, I want to say, and then 7 by halftime. And then they end up having to tie the game late in the fourth because they go a long stretch of time without scoring. And it's full credit to Halifax's goaltender, Warren Hill, who has been known to be a very up-and-down goaltender, maybe with more downs than ups. Like, he was benched in the playoffs last year for the backup because of his inconsistencies. But he is off to the hottest start in the league, arguably, as a goaltender. So the Bandits will tell you that they wish they had more success on the power play, although they went over 50%. They'll also tell you that they want to score at least 10 goals every game, and they didn't do. But I think they also would admit that they might have gotten goalied a little bit. You know, he played real hot for them, especially in the second half. And, you know, Halifax was able to score a few late and ultimately potted one 20 seconds into overtime. The Bandits didn't even get possession of the ball. But Halifax is a good team. It's a tight league. And now they do have a chance to get back on track against a struggling Calgary team. They're rebuilding a little bit. So Sunday afternoon out in Calgary, they should have a chance to get back in the win column because they definitely won't want to be 1-2 to start the season.
I'm glad you mentioned it because I was just going to ask about Calgary, how their season has been going. They're 0-2 on the year so far. They have been playing it pretty tight. Their goal differential is only a -4 with the 2 losses there. But it does seem like it's an opportunity that you can try to right the ship. What's Calgary looking like? What the strengths and weaknesses looking like there?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
With the Roughnecks.
Yeah, they've got a young, fast team, but that's what you usually say about a team that's rebuilding, right? They have a couple guys that they can build around, but some of their top dogs, one retired and one went to play in Vancouver. So they lost two of their top scorers on the team on either side. But the biggest thing is goaltending, right? Their star goaltender 2 years ago holds out, and Christian Dalbienko gets traded to Vancouver, and he'll be playing there with his former coach for a while. And then last year, Calgary, to make a run, traded for Nick Rose, which Bandits fans will know very well, the story Toronto Rock goaltender, their franchise goalie. They traded him away at the deadline to Calgary, and he came to Buffalo and got a win over Buffalo, which he exercised some demons because he struggled to do that. But then in free agency, Nick Rose, as a 30-something-year-old free agent, can refuse a franchise tag, unrestricted, can sign where he wants, and goes right back home to Toronto. So Calgary, you know, you never want to have a questioning goal, and it feels like that's kind of where they are. You know, they've got some young goaltenders trying to pull the rope, but when you lose Christian Dalbienko and Nick Rose respectively in back-to-back years, it's going to be tough to have success in a league that's as tight and as potent offensively as the National Lacrosse League is.
It is also going to be nice, too, to just get a run of games here in somewhat of a normal fashion here, Steve. I mean, you already mentioned that the players don't like it, and that they have this bye week, this really extended break, just as the season got started. But you play the 28th, you play the 3rd, and then you play the 10th. The only problem is the only game that's going to be at home is the game against Las Vegas, which should be a great night as well with some of the players from last year's team heading out west.
Yeah, so Vegas comes back with Chase Fraser and Chris Kluche on their squad, both signed as free agents. With the new CBA, you know, the Bandits maybe had to, they were going to potentially going to lose some players. And those two guys who were a great offensive part on the left side, Chris Kluche, and on the right side, Chase Fraser, they signed in Vegas. Vegas struggled their opening game a little bit, but it'll be fun to have kind of that instant rivalry with them kind of signing two big names from Buffalo when they come into town. But, you know, being on the road might not be the worst thing for this team. They split their first two games, you know, at home, being 1-1 at home. So I think mostly they're just going to be happy to get in a groove and to be playing, you know, multiple weekends in a row to kind of try to feel. They did mention after the game Halifax that they the offense takes some time to gel. And as much as they have Dane and Josh and Buchanan and a lot of the same faces, they've got a couple of guys, you know, Ryan Benesch, brand new on the left side, Mitch just new on defense, that they need to have a little bit of time maybe to gel, and some of the guys taking on a little bit different role with the departure of Fraser and Kluche. So I do think that having a run of games here will benefit them. And also, you know, them being 1-on-1, I don't think anybody here is nervous or panicked, especially because, you know, they lost a close game. They didn't get blown out at home. They didn't look lost. They didn't look like they didn't belong out on the floor. You know, they're still a great team, even losing Fraser and Kluche, and I do think that they'll right the ship over these next couple games. Also worth noting that the next home game, January 3rd, is the annual Tucker Out Lymphoma Night, so it will be raising awareness and money for pediatric cancer research with Sean Williams and the Las Vegas Desert Dogs in town. Sean Williams, the head coach and general manager, lost his son to lymphoma at age 8, and that is Tucker. So in his honor, Tucker Out Lymphoma Night will be January 3rd, always a great night in Banditland to raise money and awareness for pediatric cancer, but also to celebrate the life of Tucker Williams and his family.
Thank you for bringing that one up, Steve, because it is always a monumental night, Tucker Out Cancer, and making sure that is out there, the message is out there. Steve, before you go, I've got to just go ahead and say it because I've been saber-pilled all day. Sabres on a warpath?
Woo! It's so exciting because, like, there's so much cool stuff happening, but isn't it palpable? Like, I was listening to the morning show too. Like, there's an energy that you can feel in the cockles of your heart. Like, you can feel something stirring, and I think that it's not just unique to the fans. It's the team, the organization, the fan base in the city. Like, there's something brewing, and you can feel it in the cavity of your chest. And even as silly as it was, that goal gets scored yesterday in overtime, and whatever player it was that hits like six straight Ric Flair woos one right after the other, like, they're feeling it and the team is feeling it, and it's contagious, and that's going to feed into each other. The building on Saturday is going to be electric. Lindy Ruff is certainly feeling it too, given the fist bumps in the hallway after. Even the energy on social media has changed. Like, man, the clouds have cleared and the sun comes through, and now we all hope and pray that this continues and is sustainable, because we don't want to have our hearts ripped out again. But, man, is there ever a palpable energy, something that you can feel in your soul with this team, the players, the organization, the city, and the fans?
Steve is among us that we're ready to get hurt again. Steve, let the people know where to find your work, and thanks for joining us here. We'll be sure to do this pretty quickly on the turnaround.
Sounds good. At Steve Bermel on Twitter and Instagram. You can always find our games on the WGR network of stations, whether it's 9:30, 15:20, or 5:50, with a half-hour radio pregame show. So anytime there's a home game, you get that with Dave Buchanan, myself, and John Gertler. And then John Gertler always on the road, so he will be out in Calgary with a half-hour pregame show before faceoff, which I think is 8 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday night.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the time, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go Bills. Go Sabres. Go Bandits. What a time to be a Buffalo sports fan.
What a time to be a Buffalo sports fan indeed. That's Steve Bermel, color commentator with the Buffalo Bandits and eyes on the NLL everywhere. So it was good to have Steve there on the West Hurrah Hotline. And this Bandits update brought to you by Seneca Gaming and Entertainment. Three great locations in Irving, Salamanca, and Oil Springs. We've got your game.
I'm going to have to get to a game here pretty soon.
Well, you have an opportunity next when Vegas is in town.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, okay, we can maybe make this work.
Maybe, yeah. Here's to hoping, right?
I've only been to one. Right. I already feel kind of...
You went 0-60 because you went to a championship game.
Well, and I've been open about it. I feel a little gross that like the first one I go to is, I'm going to go to the three-peat championship game.
Yay!
Should I have fun? Is it going to be crazy?
Should I have fun?
Of course.
It's no, gonna be awesome. You need to sit there in silence because you haven't been there the whole time.
But I already like feel gross. I'm like, I've got to get to a regular season game because I had such a good time, and I've got a lot of people that work here go to Bandits games often, and have been telling me now for 2-3 years like you got to go. Even it's not like season tickets, but you just got to go. And I had a wonderful time. It was great.
It's good to do this segment too, because like, in years past, I even worked with the guys, John Gertler, Steve Bermel, Dave Buchanan, upstairs with them a couple times behind the scenes. And that was before 2020 and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it was good to actually learn the game. And that was something that I was able to do when being up in the booth with those guys and Randy Mearns, who joins them during halftime for some of the games as well. So, Zach, this is the penultimate segment of our Christmas Eve show. So,
are we going to talk about Christmas movies or Christmas dinner? What are we feeling?
I don't. We already did the Christmas movie thing. We both have acknowledged we barely watch a lot of them.
I feel bad.
I don't. You like what you like.
Yeah.
And you know what? For me, it's the background noise. Like for your family gatherings and everything like that. This year, it's going to be the avoidance of watching bad football teams.
And I'll tell you, the NBA schedule, it did not jump out to me, which is unsurprising. It's the regular season. It's not going to jump out to me, but it didn't enough
make
for me
it sound like,
the
Bills are playing, or the NFL's playing playoff games on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Or Christmas Day.
The NFL regular season, even with the bad
it's
football.
It's
late season, even with the bad football. I'll probably find myself there because I'll be like, something cool might happen. Is Detroit going to lose to Max Brosmer and really put a kibosh to all their plan
hopes? I should fire up the old GameCube.
Oh, there you go.
Entertain the nephews that way.
There you go.
Teach them how to deal with being not good at Super Smash Bros.
Teach them early. Let them know.
As it's intended.
We'll take a quick time out here. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a beautiful Christmas Eve. And this is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.